There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Yankees get to relax a little bit, watch some teams beat each other up, and then they get a chance to dive in and make their own run. And to help us get into that, of course, the great Susan Waldman, who's been joining us the last couple of weeks here on the show. And our conversation with Susan brought to you by Empower Solar. Susan, BT and Sal, how you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. You know, I was listening to Howie, and I had no idea the Mets and Phillies had never played in postseason. We have to make that happen.
That's what I'm saying. My partner would be an absolute deranged lunatic. Everybody, that would be crazy. Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
I can't wait to see that, as long as I can watch it from afar.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, the thing is, while the Yankees get to chill a little bit here, Susan, the pressure is coming very soon. For the superstar player who's got to prove, he's got to have a Reggie moment at some point. For the manager who's got to win. Can you speak to the pressure that the Yankees face going into this postseason?
You know what? If you talk to these guys, and I assume you're talking about Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone.
Yes.
They put so much pressure on themselves. They know it's a thing. Aaron Judge handles this about as well. I can't think of anybody that handles pressure the way Aaron Judge does, because he's by himself. And obviously Jeter did and all those people. But Aaron Judge is actually kind of a different cat, and I don't think that they feel external pressure. I think that they've been trying very hard to block it all out and just do what they're supposed to do. As far as the manager is concerned, I have something that I have said for a while now. I understand the pressure that Boone is under, and whether he feels it or not, we're never really going to know, because he always tries to stay the same. But think of this team. Think about this team, and he knows all the things that have been said about him also. Where they've got no production, pretty much, out of left field. They've got no production till Jazz walked in the door at third base. They've got no production all year, really, out of first base with a few games. And really, except for Austin Wells' offensive things a while ago, no production out of catcher offensively. And the bullpen has blown up. It's back together now. How bad could the manager actually be?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good point, but the standard for the Yankees is different. You got to win a championship, Susan, at some point. You have to.
But you have to at some point. They haven't won in 15 years. So, it would be really – this year, I think – here's my feeling about this year. Everybody has major flaws. So I think anyone could win this.
Yep.
I think the Yankees could go all the way. I also think the Yankees could be knocked out by – whoever, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans. I mean, it's easy to see either side. And I think it's because of the way the baseball season is. But there's no great team out there. And you know, there's talent on the Yankee team. Is this a great team? I'm not so sure. You know, it's carried by pretty much two people.
Is there anybody, Susan, that you think is a better matchup for the Yanks? Like, would you rather face, I know you probably don't care, but would they rather face Baltimore or Kansas City?
No. And if they do, they're keeping it to themselves. As Aaron Boone said to me, I've asked him every day. He gives me the same answer. He says, be careful what you wish for.
How do they stay sharp here? I mean, listen, I could answer the question.
If they knew, they would do it. I know they're going to do sim games. Yeah. I know they're going to face live batters. They can bring up guys, I guess, from the minor leagues or complex. There's the Stay Ready group that's down in Tampa. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because teams last year didn't do it. Look at the teams that were knocked out, and it's all in that, was it, Philly, Atlanta, and the Dodgers?
Yeah, you're right.
They were all out. I don't know what they do. Yeah. I don't know what they do. Does Garrett Cole, he pitched to hitters yesterday. Do they have two bullpens? Carlos Rodon, I've asked him. He's pitching game two. He said, I think I did this once before. I had two full bullpens. But if they knew what to do, they would all do it, and no one would be rusty. And we'll see what happens on Saturday.
What do you think the Yanks have learned about Carlos Rodon in year two?
I don't think it's what the Yankees have learned so much as what Carlos Rodon did to change himself and to be the pitcher that he thought he was always going to be. It took a while. He walked in here. The injuries obviously set him back, but he is a real self-starter. And over the year, and I think, quite frankly, it took him a while to stop being stubborn and to learn to get used to those other pitches, because they'd been telling him nobody can get through your entire career with a fastball and a slider. Yours is really good. But he, in his mind, I think, thought, I've done this. I got this big contract doing nothing but throwing fastballs and sliders. When they added the cutter, when they added the curve, and they added the change to him, I think he resisted it because I think he was getting beaten on those things. But over the winter, he was a real self-starter. He was not going to walk in here and get booed and be embarrassed again. And the biggest thing about Carlos Rodon this year is that he stayed healthy. And over his career, that has been the problem with him.
BT and Sal, we're talking with Susan Waldman. Susan, what's your biggest concern with this team going into the postseason?
That they're not going to hit.
Oof.
Obviously, at all? I love that answer.
I didn't say not at all. When this team has lost, why has it lost?
Yep.
Because there's not enough offense. But we're seeing a lot of other things. We've seen over the last week or so, we've seen more moving the runner. We've seen more bunting. And if you look at the teams that are playing now, they're all doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be done. The days of sitting around and waiting for Judge and Soto, you can't do that in the playoffs, and they know it. And I think that's been the problem with the Yankees when they've gotten beaten. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been the pitching. Why have they been knocked out of the playoffs in a while? Because nobody hit. It was the offense that was the problem, not the pitching.
You're 100% right, and that's why I thought some of those games, aside from the fact that they were actually wins and they mattered as they tried to secure the best record in the American League, but some of those games against the Royals, I thought that was really important because it is possibly a foreshadow into October baseball, but I think that's a deeper question, or at least a deeper issue for me. Your answer is you don't know if they're going to hit, and you're right. How do you not hit with a $300-something million payroll?
I don't know that that has anything to do with anything. You could pay me $300 million. I wouldn't hit.
Yeah,
I don't think the money has anything to do with it. I really don't. And I know that that's, well, if you've got a, but how much of that salary is on just a few players?
Yeah.
That's the problem. You look at the other people. So Glaber is in one of his I'm going to hit. No, so I don't worry about him. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen at first base. You do know that Jazz Chisholm is going to hit. You know that he's going to do a lot of other things also to try and get on base. I like their chances, but we've also seen them get in this, well, Soto and Judge are going to do it. And that, quite frankly, is not enough in the playoffs. It usually is not, particularly with these kinds of pitchers. We saw this when they just lost games to Baltimore. That's exactly what you saw.
Did Dominguez take himself off the field with that defense last week or so?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's going to, a lot of this is going to, I read things that's going to be Cole, Rodon, and Heel. I'm not so sure.
Heel to the bullpen?
Third spot. Well, I don't know that you do that. I don't know that you do that either. There's three games. I think it's going to depend. They really love what Clark Schmidt has done. I think it's going to depend on game one. If Gerrit Cole falls down the stairs in the first inning in the dugout and has to be replaced by somebody, it'll be one of those two. So then what do you do for game three? Then the other one pitches. But I think they're split on this, and they're going to wait to see who they're going to play. I think it's going to be a little bit different depending on whether it's Kansas City or Baltimore. Both teams, by the way, very athletic, run, do a lot of things. We watched Kansas City.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What they can do with a couple of players. They're complimentary players, and there's Bobby Witt and Salvi Perez. But you watch how they take the extra base, and you watch how athletic they are, and I think you're going to have some of that.
Maybe there's not a favorable or more favorable matchup one way or another for this round, Susan, but you've covered this team. Obviously, you've been with them all year long. Who's the biggest threat of the rest of the teams in the American League?
Oh, yeah. Until they put a dagger in the heart of the Houston Astros, I need them to beat them. I mean, that's and I know it's not the same team. I absolutely understand it. But I think that I would love to see. I want them to, you know, they're going to have to come here, the Astros, this time. I don't know that they can get out of their rounds with their pitching either. But I would just love to see that. That's my heart talking. In my head, I don't think it matters to them, actually. I don't think that they think that in the American League there's someone that's you know, that's harder than the others. Some might say Cleveland, but I think it's been a long time since they've seen them. But my heart wants them to go and beat up on the Astros. I'm sorry, I just do.
I do too. You're not alone. Absolutely. Susan Waldman with us here, BT and Sound on the Fan. He's young. He's got tools. He's flashed those tools. But how important is it, do you think, I don't want to say organizationally, because they're not going to move off of him, obviously, but just the perception of Volpe, that he shows something here in October?
Well, I think that everybody wants to show something in October. I mean, he's their shortstop, and he's going to be their shortstop. He also, the last few games, has started, you know, his highs and lows this year have been really high and really low. And I think that, you know, that he just keeps his head down and he keeps going. And of course it's important. It's important for everybody to contribute. But I think people think that there's got to be repercussions. If Anthony Volpe goes 1-for-20, what do you think is going to happen? It's not going to happen. It would be really nice if he didn't go 1-for-20. Mm-hmm. But as long as he's playing great shortstop, and I don't know what they think. It's not like there's repercussions happening. Does the manager get fired if they get knocked out in the first round? Somebody's got to do something. I don't know.
What have you been doing?
I don't know, but I...
Sorry.
But it's like all these questions, everybody asks them, and I ask them too. It's not like, I mean, what are you going to do if he's 1-for-20? He's your shortstop.
What have you been doing with all this time off, Susan? There? You have all this time off here. Yankees are resting. What have you been doing with your time off?
Well, I don't rest. So,
well, what are we looking at? Dinners, play? What do we
garden,
got?
You know, the garden, right?
No. I've got stuff in the corner that I've had to do. I had to go to the vet this morning. I had to take the dog to the vet. There's a lot of things to do.
It takes 2 hours. That's had a week off. All those it takes.
I haven't had a week off.
No?
Have I had a week off? No. Monday, Tuesday, it's 3 days.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
How excited are you? Just, we believe this is the final run with John here. I mean, it's Susan
mm-hmm.
and John.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's great. I get texts from people that said it sounds right, doesn't it? You know, it's October, it's playoffs, and, you know, if this is the final, and he says it is. And I just think it's because all of a sudden he was gone, and you don't get to go out the way you want to. And it's been fun. It's like, you know, it's actually great, and it's really easy for me. And it's we know what we're thinking, and we finish each other's sentences, and that's what happens when you work together for 20 years.
You've been getting hit up for tickets, Susan?
I don't know. These are different. No. I don't do tickets. You have to buy these.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, though. But aren't people like, hey, Susan, you know, Yankee postseason, it's going to be the hottest ticket in town. I know we're giving a bunch away on the fan.
I got 20 in my desk. Right. No. I don't. No, what you have to do is that I would have to buy them. And then I did this for a few years. I have to buy them, and then I have to be like a ticket broker and dole them out. And then people complain they're in the wrong place. And how come I have to sit here? And how come I'm not sitting here? So I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. That's why I asked, because we get that to a much lesser level. I remember working with Mike. Oh my God, it used to drive him nuts. It used to drive me nuts, but it was the amount of people that would hit him up. So I'm assuming you, Susan, the voice of the Yankees, everybody that you know, hey, Susan, how about tickets? How about tickets? And meanwhile, you're like,
but what it is that people that you haven't heard from in years call, and I'm so excited because someone finally called me, and then, you know, ask after, how are you, and I should have been calling you, and I'm really sorry. By the way, as soon as you hear the by the way, I know what's coming. And usually it's by the way, and I'll pay for them, but can you get me 5 tickets?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a.
Now
right
you got to cut
desk.
Susan. Susan, you got to cut those people off. Those people are not real people.
I cut them off, but my problem is that I never changed my cell phone over years. And there was one day I just looked at my phone and I said to nobody in particular, doesn't anybody really like me?
Well, we like you, Susan. That's why you're on with us.
Oh, but you didn't ask me for tickets.
Not yet.
Right, that was a follow-up. By the way, we're struggling.
No,
can we get a couple?
I know, I don't have any. And by the way, postseason, there's no freebies. There's no comps. The Steinbrenners don't even get comps. No, this is other stuff here. So no, I have no tickets. And even if you, even if you want to pay for them, my answer would be, of course you would pay for them, but I don't have it.
I got you. Listen, hey, here's to a long, lengthy run through October. Great spot, and can't wait to hear you guys on Saturday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too. That is Susan Waldman, brought to you by Empower Solar. Supercharge your savings and electrify your life.
It is the biggest misnomer, I think, in the sports business.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just thinks, oh, you work at SNY, or oh, you work for the Fan. You get tickets? Like, sometimes, sure, but no. Like, oh, Susan, you're the voice of the Yankees. You got free tickets? No, leave me alone. Like, we
we did throw a line in the water early, and looks like those Yankee tickets might be coming through on this end.
Oh.
I mean,
well, how many did you get?
I don't know.
Did you get enough for the show, or just enough for you and Colt?
Depends.
Mm. All right.
Still mad at me?
Look at you. Hey, you want the ratings to go up? We should tell that story.
Oh, Jesus. That was hysterical. Would you go?
I would strongly consider it. Are you seriously going or no?
I am seriously. If I get tickets, I am.
We're going to have to talk about it off the air.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, it is different. I mean,
Saturday night. But
The Mets win tonight. The Mets would would they play Saturday night?
Yes.
No, not the same time. There's no way.
That's the big problem. I was actually texting with Evan about this last night because the start times came out for the next round. Phillies game 1 and 2, Saturday and Sunday.
What time?
4:08. Both days. So
that could work out. Yankees at night.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough getting
there. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, to watch the game is
tough.
Gotcha. Matter of fact, I was considering, like, all right, well, maybe I drive down to Philly. My wife's got some friends coming over.
Well, this guy's just going everywhere. He's going to be booking Masters tickets pretty soon, going down to Augusta, Georgia,
I'd love to do that. Have you ever been?
I have not been to Augusta.
Yeah, no, right. But point is, this weekend, we were just talking about that during the break, if the Mets make it, this weekend is going to be beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
Mets 2 games, Yankees 1 game, Jets 9:30, Giants 4:00.
It's awesome the Jets are early.
Yeah.
Like, I usually hate the early games, but that one actually helps us out.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.